I wanted to hear a little bit more about the fires.
Yeah.
You know, never having witnessed one.
Yeah, I mean, and they were big ones. The one I remember the biggest was there used to be the JCPenney's, good-sized building right behind, it used to be the Butte Library, but they're on Park Street. It's a parking lot now.
Down from the quarry?
Yeah, and then there was two other big buildings, and that was a large fire. I was up on Granite Street at the time watching it, and that was...
You could see it from Granite.
Oh, yeah. And, I'll tell you what, the flames were just, they were high. They were good, you know, 40 feet above the building. I mean, and it was started in the basement, and there's a book around about how it was started and who started it and things like that. And it was, there's no doubt in my mind that all these things were arson. And it was, and that was a nice building, but there was a building right down here, right on Granite Street. It was a beautiful old building. It had beautiful architecture. It was where the military training is. Actually, when I got drafted, I didn't have to go. I was second to the last of the Vietnam draft, and I had ulcers. So they eliminated me, which I was tickled to death. But that building itself, that was a beautiful old building. And I mean, every space you see right here was a fire. And big fires. These were, you know, and it just started. I mean, it was like, I don't know, in a 5-year period, it just there and there's another fire, there's another fire. And it was all because the company said the pit was going to go this far. And then Anaconda gets sold to ARCO. And ARCO's full intent was never to do any mining. And they're not. I mean, they basically now they're cleanup is what they do and sell it, but that because they got all that money from the oil Arab oil embargo, and they had to buy all these mining companies. But you think what they got with Anaconda is people don't realize is everybody thinks it's Butte. They could care less about Butte. It's the mineral rights, the water rights, the oil rights, and the gas rights all across the country. In fact, parts of the world that Anaconda owned. So that's what they got. They got it good.